A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, August the 15th, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we are looking at the Kenyan election results and the announcement of Deputy President William Ruto as the winner of the closely contested presidential race. Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC, announced today that Mr. Ruto polled 50.49% ahead of his rival, Mr. Raila Odinga, who polled 48.85% of the vote. Let's listen to the announcement by the IEBC chairman, Wafula Chebukati, captured by Reuters earlier today.
In accordance with the law, the constitution and the law, I, Wafula Chebukati, chairperson of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, hereby declares that Ruto William Samoei has been duly elected as the president of the Republic of Kenya under the provisions of Article 138 of the
was IEBC Chairman Wafula Chebukati announcing the winner in a report captured by Reuters. President-elect Ruto also spoke at the IEBC Tallying Center following the announcement of his win. Let's hear what he had to say in a Reuters report earlier on today.
My gratitude also goes to the people of Kenya, the millions who listen to us, the millions who participated in our campaigns peacefully, the millions who turned up to vote for us on 9th of August, and the millions who have waited patiently until this announcement has been made. Specifically, I want to thank my fellow countrymen and women, because we have raised the bar in this election. Jointly, we have raised the bar. This election was much about the issues than the ethnic configurations that have always informed our elections. Gratitude goes to the millions of Kenyans who refused to be boxed into tribal cocoons. I am a very proud Kenyan this evening that the people of Kenya have raised the bar on us who are seeking leadership in our country. Not to sell our ethnicities, but to sell our programs, our manifestos, our agenda, and our plan. Let me also say right at the start that in here and in this election, there are no losers.
That there was a Kenyan President-elect Ruto speaking at the IEBC Tally Center in Nairobi. Nasi mchirongwa tirikutarisa zvirikubuda kubva kuKenya uko va William Ruto vakunda va Raila Odinga musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika iyi. Sangano reIEBC razivisa kuti va Ruto vawana zvikamu 50.49% zvemavhoti va Raila Odinga vakawana 48.85%. Va Ruto vataura apo vadomwa semutunga semunhu akakunda musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika vakati musarudzo yaitwa hapana munhu akakunda. Va Ruto vati vanhu vemuKenya ndivo vakunda musarudzo iyi. Prior to the announcement of the results, violence broke out in the IEBC's Tallying Center. Let's take a look at what happened in this Reuters report earlier on. Witnessing there what happened earlier on at the Tallying Center. Justina Mukoko of the Zimbabwe Peace Project was in Kenya under the Zimbabwe Election Support Network and had this to say about what her takeaway is from monitoring the Kenyan elections.
Walaba babone lokho bekusenzakala lalaba abafanele ba kumsebenzi ophathelane le lokhetho ngoba uthi uyafunda komakhelwane sibe sihambe lathi safunda komakhelwane. So kuqakathekile ukuthi ngemva kwalokhu kube le ngxoxo ezakwenza ukuthi lezi zinto esizifundileyo sibone ukuthi zingasebenza yini lapha kithi eZimbabwe.
That day was Justina Mukoko speaking to Studio 7 after visiting Kenya, where she was part of the monitors of the Kenyan election. Prior to the announcement of the results, many Kenyan residents expressed their frustration at the delay in announcing of the results. Let us hear what they had to say in a Reuters report filed earlier before the results were announced.
This time round is about 1 week. And the results have not got out. So my hope is to tell the IBC to announce the president for our jobs to resume as usual.
In Kenya, when something is taking too long to happen, there's something fishy going on at the background. That is the notion you always have. Yeah. That is the notion. Something taking long, something wrong is happening.
Business is not going on as usual. Can you see people working as usual? Business is not going on. And people are in fear something might happen. And that is not what we don't need that. We want them to tell us what's going on. We move on with our life.
Other Kenyans had this to say.
I really feel like somebody should come out and tell us where are we at, what to expect. And as I said, I'm worried about Nairobians coming out in big numbers to bomb us, to demand to know the results of their electoral forces.
Let us not see a situation where we precipitate instability, chaos, and tension across the country on account of the results. You know what the next step, if you disagree, if you are happy with the results, like I am sure we will be happy with the results, then the process continues to preparing, swearing in for the next president and moving on. Those who are not happy, you go to court, go to Supreme Court, present your evidence.
Those were views of some Kenyans speaking about the delay in announcing the results. That report was done earlier on before the results were announced. Now let's take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And now for perspective, political perspective, we are joined by our guest, Dr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and also Tawanda Jokora of Citizens Coalition for Change. Regaindi tange kunava Tawanda Jokora nchiti tukona zvabuda zviri kubva ku Nairobi ku Kenya. Tukona varuto ndo varikunzi vawanikwa vachikunda uye zviva Odinga parizvino hatisati tanzwa iri kubva kwavari. Asi munoona sei zviri kubuda pane zvanga zviri kuitika ku Kenya izvi?
Makadi muri Zimbabwe ndakatire regaindi tange nekurokotedza Ruto William vave president elect veKenya ndokurokotedza zvakare vana veKenya vakaenda kunoregister kunovhota neuwandu vakanomirira pamapolling stations vachigadzirira kudefenda vhoti yavo kana vana veKenya vachifara nezvaitika kuKenya. Kana nesuwo tinofara nekuti kuvhota kunoitirwa vanhu. Asi kana vanhu vachigunun'una, vanhu vachitenga kuti zvakadai zvaitirwei, nesuwo tobva tatokatyamara. Asi pandiri kuona iko zvino, ndiri kuona kunge vanhu veKenya vari kufara. Tinovatenda nekuvhota murunyararo.
Tuenda kuna Dr. Masimba Mabaza veZANU-PF. Imi munoona sei zviri kubuda kubva kuKenya izvi?
Zviri kubva kuKenya zvine kakukatyamadza kakati kuti. Chekutanga ndechekuti tinoda kurokotedza varuto. Tinongoratidza kuti bato riri kutonga rinongoramba richitonga nekuti rinenge raita zvinodiwa nevanhu. Varatidza kuti vanopitisa vangangotaura havo nekutaurisa, asi zvinogona kuvanetsa kuti vanhu vavavhotere. Saka chidzidzo chikuru kumapato anopitisa kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Asi tiri kushamisa kana kuti tiri kutyisa ndechekuti pane vanotungamirira zvesarudzo kana vatingabidza electoral committee muKenya vanenge vari 7 a7 ipapo pane vana 4 varamba kuti maresults aya haasiriwo haasi chokwadi. Vatatu ndo vaanaunza. Saka pane vabvumirana nemaresults ava e3 meaning kuti chairperson nevamwe 2 vice chairperson nevamwe 3 varamba vakadai hazvitiri izvo. Saka tiri kungoti shamise ndechekuti kana vachinge vashandisa democratic vote pakuverengwa kwemavhotes kwavo paannouncement yavo, it means the 3 ava ndo vari kuminority, which means kuti vachakodzera bongo zvozvo risinga peri mukinya. Nekuti izo zvezvi speakwa vachapanga kutemana nemakano nematombo nekupisirana dzimba vachikabirirwa. Saka zvaita vanhu kana bisangano ravo rinovirira sarudzo hazvina kunyanya kunaka zvatokonzera bvonga mupopo tobongo zozo munyika yeKenya. Saka idambudziko guru ripo rekuti zvakafanana nekuti tai kuri kuZimbabwe Jack chairperson ati vamunangagwa vahwina vice vake obva taiva havana kuhwina handikubirana nazvo zvinokonzera kusawirana pakati peruzhinji. Saka I think paneka maturity neunity mukati mebato rinoongorwa nezvisarudzo munyika yeKenya. Saka ezviya now asingi mazuva mana ari kutera aya mazuva anokosha zvikuru anova nechekuita nerunyararo mukati menyika yeKenya. Saka kungonamatira kuti mazuva ari kutera aya akapfuura zvakanaka then Kenya inenge yayambuka rwizi rwezibhakera. Asi mazuva iwayaya akatanga kurwisana tinenge takuona dambudziko ra 2008-9 rakabheka dongozo nekuurana kwavanhu vakawanda mukati mekenya sarudzo isisafamba zvakanaka.
But Dr. Magaza, we saw President-elect Ruto calling for peace and he said nobody has lost this vote, it's the Kenyans that have won. Do you think this will calm the temperature of those that may feel that things didn't go their way? Are we likely to see any people going to court? What's your take on what we're seeing?
From whatever is maiden statement could be, it's like any other politician. You would have to urge for peace. You would have to ask for it. But the reality of the matter is he has not taken a step to deal with the source of the trouble. He was supposed to have called his friend Raila Odinga. He was supposed to engage in discussions with him privately and publicly to show that the both of them up there, they are united. But the fact of making announcements or statements away from your source of trouble does not resolve the issue. So I think it would have been better for him to say, you welcome my brother Odinga to come with me to discuss this issue. We accept what has been said, by the committee, and I accept that I've won. But however, I'll work together with Odinga to see a peaceful way in Kenya. But he hasn't done that. He simply said the Kenyans have won. There's a Kenyan who's crying. His name is Odinga. He said, I've not won. And he's not taking it lightly. So there was supposed to be a more robust way of enhancing and encompassing the opposition in these results. It's simply not by just making a statement, but by taking a step into their strongholds, talk to them, urge the Kenyan people to be peaceful, and tell them that even Odinga will have a position in the government or will have a space or a place in the heart of the Kenyans. So to urge for peace, not simply to say you've won, but I'm going to start my government. So in short, it does not go any far what he said. It's to be seen what will happen. As I've said, that the first 4 days from today are very critical for Kenya's peace and tranquility. Without any form of a robust uniting sentiment, which will make the supporters know that the leaders are together, there will be disobedience, there will be disruption, and there will be civil war, or violence, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Let me now go to Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Mr. Raila Odinga's party was likened by a lot, especially on social media, to your own party, saying that whatever the outcome of this election in Kenya might actually see it spilling over to Zimbabwe. What are your sentiments right now? How are things within your party?
We are Democrats. We support Democrats. Where Democrats would have prevailed, we will go with what the people of Kenya would have decided. And commenting on what Dr. Mavaza was saying, Kenya has a history of sobriety. They have a history of decency. You know, they've shown Africa how to come together and how to resolve issues peacefully. You know, what happened in the last election when then President Uhuru and Mr. Odinga did the famous handshake, and they agreed. Havana kungogara kungomuka vahuru vakuti chinhu chedu chinhu chedu zobva vamhanya nacho vakagara pasi navaodhinga vakawirirana zvavakawirirana kinya ikatanga kusimukira saka ndiri kuona zvimwe chete zvichiitika patave ipo pano. I know the Kenyans are going to sit down and resolve their issues peacefully, and the fact that we have a split in the Electoral Commission shows that there is democracy in freedom of speech, you know, in Kenya. It's actually a good thing. And the good thing that we are going to see in the next few days is that the independence in the Kenyan judiciary. I have confidence in the judiciary system of Kenya. It's not captured. You know, they will preside over the electoral disputes and come up with a way to continue to move Kenya forward. And I hope Zimbabwean politicians will take a leaf from what is going on in Kenya and also what happened in the previous election, that the opposition party and the ruling party can sit down and resolve their issues, you know, for the furtherance of peace and progress in their own country. And I also think, I also hope Zimbabweans in general will learn something from the voters in Kenya. They turned out en masse to register. They turned out en masse to vote. A person, a citizen, must honor their responsibility. They don't need to be bribed. They don't need to be forced to go and register to vote. It's our responsibility. And I sincerely believe that every Zimbabwean, you know, do their responsibility and go and register to vote and vote for a party that will change their lives, that will ensure that there is medicine in the hospitals, schools are and giving quality education, roads are, you know, modern and, you know, like any other in our region. We'll see a lot of change in Zimbabwe. And I have faith in the people of Zimbabwe that come 2023, they are going to vote for a party that will change their lives, and that party, CCC, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa.
Regai ndidzoke kwamuri Dr. Mabaza, kuti pane zvamungati Zimbabwe ingadzidza here pane zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika kuKenya panyaya yekubata sarudzo?
Ya, chokutanga Zimbabwe, tingangoti vana veZimbabwe vanobatadzidza kuti bato riri kutonga haringosiiwa zvekumhanya. Saka taona zviri kuitika kuKenya. Kuti kunyange mutungamiriri webato ranga riri kutonga anga asarudza kuti amhanye nebato riri kupikisa vati vana venyika varamba vakati aiwa bato riri kutonga harina charakanganisa. Saka Zimbabwe yadzidza pane izvozvo. Chepiri, Zimbabwe inofanira kudzidzawo kuti mukati mesarudzo mune kusawirirana. Tikatarisa zvaitika mukati meKenya, inonzi Electoral Commission yekuKenya isekutera varambeita ine vanhu vanokwana kuita vanomwe. Mutungamiriri wayo anonzi Wafula Chibukati asimuka nevanhu vatatu achitaura zvake zvaataurawo. Anomutevedzera Juliana Cherera asimukawo nevanhu vana akataura zvake zvaanotaurawo. Vanhu vandinoreva apa ndezvekuti tati kudzidza ndechekuti ZEC inova iyo yakafanana neElectoral Commission yeKenya, ZEC inofanira kudzidza kuti aiwa, kana muchiverenga mavhotsi hamusi kutaura opinioni yenyu kuti hamunofunga kuti ahwina ndiani, muri kungotaura zvabuda musarudzo. Saka apa zvinoratidza kuti muKenya vataura zvavanofungira kuti ndeahwina, havana kuverenga sarudzo yavo nekuti vari kupikisana namba mafigures haanyede, toti nechirungu figures do not lie. Saka kana vachinge vaverenga vakaona kuti Ruto ahwina, handione chikonzero chekuti vamwe four vangati hazvikurizi zvaverengwa. Saka tiri tinodzidza kuti tinofanira kudzidza kubatana, ZEC idzidze kubatana, idzidze maverengero kuitira kuti isazokonzera mvongamupopoto kana kuti kusawirirana.
Asi kaipapo vamavaza vanhu vazhinji vanogara kushora ZEC vachiti ZEC inowanikwa iyo ichitsigirana nebato riri kutonga, haisi inoona yoita zvinhu zvayo pasina kudii yayakarerekera sezvatiri kuona zviri kunzi zviri kuitika muKenya. Mungati ipapo?
vanhu vazhinji veZimbabwe vanoimba nezeki vashoma shoma nhubu naradada JCCC ndovanenge vachiti zeki yatengwa nehurumende. Zeki imbato rakazvimiririra, harisi mbato bati musangano wakazvimiririra kana kuti chiumbwa chakaumbwa neconstitution of Zimbabwe chino vanotonga pamusoro pesarudzo. Saka havana munhu wavanosapota, havana munhu wavanoratidza kuwirana naye, vanongotaura zvabuda musarudzo. Zeki imbato risina kwarakarerekera. Saka ndikurani zvokuti vanhu vangangotaura havo sizviri kuti kamukinya varuza vakutaura kuti aiwa tadirirwa. Munhu wese anenge akundwa anongofunga kuti ndabirirwa. Asi zeki haina paino munhu wainoti uyu ndiwo atinoda kuti ahwini. Inongotaura zvabuda musarudzo, zvasarudzwa nevanhu. Saka kutaura kwevanhu vanenge vachitaura nekuti nyika ino panosarudzwa kune vamwe vanovhotera opposition kuvanovhoterawo the incumbent. Saka mukaona saizvozvo vavhotera opposition vanenge vafira sema vakawanda asi havana kuwanda kupfuura vahwina.
Let me catch your base so that I can just get Mr. Tawanda Jokora, because the time is not on our side. If you can also take me, tell us what is your takeaway from what we're seeing happening in Kenya?
We are seeing an electoral commission, you know, that does not favor any political party as opposed to what we see in Zimbabwe. ZEC is almost like an extension of ZANU-PF. Right now, they are supposed to be doing voter education. They deliberately never do voter education because they don't want a lot of people to turn out and register and vote, because they know that it will be very difficult for them to rig an election in favor of ZANU-PF if many people turn out. Why don't they do what the Kenyans were doing? The Kenyan Electoral Commission even went outside Kenya and gave a voter education to the people in the diaspora, which means the people in the diaspora for Kenya, we actually voted. It was exciting to see people in the US, in UK, voting. Why can't ZEC allow the same thing to happen to Zimbabwe? And why is the Zimbabwe government actually refuse the Zimbabweans outside the country, you know, to exercise their democratic and constitutional right to vote? We need the diaspora vote, and we'll continue to demand the diaspora vote. That's why we are meeting from the 23, 24, 25th of September. We'll be at the United Nations, where Emmerson Mnangagwa will be telling the world that a man that is calling himself a Democrat is not a Democrat. He is disenfranchising over 5 million Americans that are in the diaspora. We need our diaspora vote. He promised it when he was in New York, and up to now, nothing has been done about that.
Oh, thank you so much. We were actually expecting also to have Mr. Dan Moyo on the show, but unfortunately, I think time is not on our side. But let me give Dr. Mavaza just a short, if you can just give us, you know, your take, the last bit to just to close us off.
Thank you so much. Just as you say, in conclusion, Zimbabwe is not Kenya. We cannot emulate the Kenyan voting of the diaspora out of Kenya to vote for Kenya. That is the Kenyan way. Zimbabwean way, Zimbabwean constitution, as of now, we do not have a diaspora vote. So if you are in diaspora and you want your party to win, please register to vote. Go home and vote during the 2023 election. You are allowed to go home and vote.
Thank you.
You vote while you are away.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora. Your last 10 seconds.
Yes, I want to encourage all Zimbabweans that are in North America and even in UK and other countries to come to the United Nations on the 23rd, 24th, 25th. We'll be protesting, and the theme for this year is diaspora vote or electoral reform.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our valued guests and, of course, you, our viewers and our followers. Let's meet again tomorrow. But remember, our radio news shows are on 7 days a week. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night.